concubine Yang falsely accused Pei Xingjian of giving the addictive pills to Xiao Shunzi and asked Xiao Shunzi to eat them for Ku Di Liuli. Ku Di Liuli pretended to believe it was true and wrote the note as required. That night, concubine Yang brought Ku Di Liuli to the Cow Palace. Pei Xingjian came, and Li Ming sent someone to call Ku Di Liuli. Concubine Yang was not relieved. She carefully checked the note written by Ku Di Liuli and found no abnormalities. Yang Fei reminded Ku Di Liuli to secretly take this. Give the note to Pei Xingjian so that he can believe that it is true. As soon as Pei Xingjian saw Ku Di Liuli, he hurriedly went to her and asked her warmly. Ku Di Liuli turned a blind eye to him. Li Ming asked Ku Di Liuli to persuade Pei Xingjian to change his banner. Pei Xingjian repeatedly apologized to Ku Di Liuli. He didn't know that Dr. Heng gave poison. Ku Di Liuli was furious and counted Pei Xingjian's actions one by one. Pei Xingjian vowed to help her cure her illness at all costs. Ku Di Liuli didn't buy it at all and clung to Pei Xingjian's neck collar tightly and shouted at him, regretting that he hadn't seen his true face at the beginning. Ku Di Liuli took the advantage of Li Ming's carelessness to give the note to Pei Xingjian and then put down a ruthless word. Since then, he has no affair with Pei Xingjian and left without looking back. Li Ming couldn't help but laugh secretly and persuaded Pei Xingjian to make a good choice. Pei Xingjian only wanted Ku Di Liuli and asked Li Ming to come up with an antidote to save people. Li Ming repeatedly claimed that he would not raise the waste and would not make a loss-making business. We'll go all out to help him, only begging him to conceal Ku Di Liuli's identity. If Ku Di Liuli has any accident, Pei Xingjian will be useless chess. Li Ming agreed to his request. Pei Xingjian went out to open the note and learned that Li Ming would support the Swanwu Gate tomorrow, so he immediately rode to the East Palace to report. Li Ming saw Ku Di Liuli give the note to Pei Xingjian. He was overjoyed and concluded that Pei Xingjian and Li Ji would believe what the note said. Concubine Yang urged Ku Di Liuli to work overtime tonight to embroider the dragon robe, and further convicted Li Dimu of usurping the throne. Ku Di Liuli excused that she could not complete it overnight. She once made Li Ji a four-clawed python robe. One more claw was embroidered and it became a five-clawed dragon robe. Concubine Yang and Li Ming couldn't think of a better way, so they sent someone to bring the four-claw python robe overnight. Pei Xingjian handed the note to Li Ji, and Li Ji decided to send troops to Xuanwumen tomorrow noon. The more Pei Xingjian thought about it, the more things went wrong, and felt that there was something in Ku Di Liuli's words, so he flipped through the note repeatedly. Ku Di Liuli deliberately worked hard for the whole night. While embroidering dragon claws, she kept instructing Dong Qing to do this and that and finally embroidered the word bean on the corner of her clothes as a password as before. Concubine Yang learned from Dong Qing about Ku Di Liuli's embroidering dragon robe in detail and found no abnormalities, so she asked Dong Qing to follow Ku Di Liuli and send the dragon robe to the East Palace. Di Liuli said that she was appointed soon after she put down her python robe and left. The servant king handed the python robe to Li Ji. Li Ji felt that the bean was different from the previous ones, and didn't think too much about it, so he quickly put on a try. Concubine Yang came to see Li Shimin early in the morning. He was still in a coma. Concubine Yang handed the fake photo to Pan Nishi and asked him to read the fake photo after Li Shimin died after he was arrested at the Swanwu Gate. At the same time, Pan Naipi was trembling with fright, and Yang Fei also asked him to frame the Gao Naipi. He was ordered to Li Ji and poisoned Li Shimin's medicine for a long time. The more he thought about it, the more he became afraid. He wanted to go out and was stopped by the guard. Sun Decheng and Xiao Shunzi pretended to be the vegetable growers who delivered vegetables to Wang Cao's mansion, but they were found out by the guards at the door. They were locked up in a dungeon with Ku Di Liuli. The palace maid sent Ku Di Liuli a pill. Ku Di Liuli threw the pill aside and would rather die than touch the poison. Ku Di Liuli told Sun Decheng about Li Ming's planting and framing Li Ji. Xiao Shunzi. Ku Di Liuli admitted that she secretly took off her hairpin in advance, made a mark on the piece of paper, and deliberately embroidered that point into a dragon's claw when embroidering the word bean, hoping Li Ji could understand her suggestion. Concubine Yang sent someone to stare at Li Ji, and she was smug in her heart when she learned that he was wearing a five-claw dragon robe embroidered by Ku Di Liuli. Li Ji made careful arrangements and sent Pei Xingjian to take the Donggang Imperial Army to attack Xuanwumen. Li Ming assembled the heavy soldiers that were usually kept. They were ready to go to catch Li Ji at any time. Li Ming learned that Li Ji and Pei Xingjian had rushed to Xuanwen with troops. He gave an order and sent heavy soldiers to Xuanwen to catch the rebel Li Ji. After agreeing to give everyone a reward, the soldiers shouted slogans and set off. Piu Baru knocked the court lady who was delivering the food to a stun, and found that there were four meals in the food box. He added medicine to two of them. He gave the medicine to the two jailers. Piu Baru looked around and found Cootie Liu Li and the three of them were locked up in the dungeon. He opened the door of Cootie Liu Li's cell and questioned the whereabouts of the fourth detained person. Sun Dicheng spoke harshly to him, and Pu Ba Nu repeatedly claimed that he was also Li Ming. He had been poisoned and had deepened into his bones. This time, he was entrusted by Pei Xingjian. Pei Xingjian suspected that Li Ming had a master drug maker behind him, and he was locked in the dungeon. Pei Xingjian asked him to find that person in the dungeon.